Hey, what's up? What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talking with Sam podcast. Just Talking with Sam podcast. Man, we got a good one for you guys today. May seem a little rushed because we're getting ready for the cookout. What's the cookout? I'll tell you what the cookout is. That's when me, Tasha, BK, and all the podcast superstars sit back. We talk about the cookout. We get out, we cook, we grill, we do it the right way. Right in my own backyard. I ain't gonna lie to you. And we're going to get into all of this. What you're seeing in this podcast is us pre-gaming right before everybody show up. But before we get into all that, I want to say, hey, go to SamShowNation.com, your epicenter for everything related to the podcast. You can always go to SamShowNation.com, click that donate button, give whatever makes you feel like a good person. That donate button is located on the homepage and current promotions page. Also, if you want to make that move, shoot your shot, you can always go to the store. Just Talk with Sam store. You can go ahead, support the podcast the best way you know how by getting shirts, stickers, or whatever swag we have that you need to wear, show off in your daily life. Speaking of the podcast, you can always go to the podcast link at SamShowNation.com. By doing that, you can check out the podcast from here or everywhere else. We're also on Stitcher, TuneIn, good old RSS, and iTunes. In the midst of our iTunes takeover, one of the ways to help out this podcast is to A, tell a friend, and B, like, rate, review, subscribe on iTunes, especially during the iTunes takeover, because we want to show iTunes that we are doing it the right way. Got a few sponsors this week. Sorry if it seemed rushed, but we really finna get into it when we get into the cookout. We still gonna give you that pop culture news and the stuff that we have done in our week between me, looks like Tasha, she's gonna be joining, and BK, he's getting his stuff together. He's getting his mic ready. But we got a few sponsors this week. First sponsors come from the good folks at Omaha Steaks. I gotta say, Omaha Steaks is a proud sponsor of this podcast, but they are really showing up in this cookout. We got some steaks. We did the barbecue feast, which is steaks. What is that? We got pork chops. We got some au gratin potatoes. We got all of that for the low, low price of $79.99. We also have a bunch of other stuff. All you got to do is go to SamShowNation.com. You click that link, Omaha Steaks, and you get the Sam Show Nation special. That is whatever you order, which is cool, on a low, low price. Depending on whatever you need for whatever you're going to do when you're grilling. Or maybe you just want to get something you can stick in the freezer and have one for one of those rainy days where, you know, hey, maybe you feel like you need a steak. They got it you covered. But if you go to SamShowNation.com and you click the Omaha Steaks link, you could get the Sam Show Nation special. That is 4 gourmet burgers, 4 gourmet franks on top of whatever you order. For free. Only thing you got to do is go to SamShowNation.com. You click that Omaha Steaks. And I'll give you a personal story about Omaha Steaks. We was getting ready for this cookout, and we had a thing with shipping. Shipping didn't exactly come. It came a little bit later than what was said. And we called the people at Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks said, hey, we got you covered. Order whatever you got to order. Here's a free gift card. And we'll see you next time. That's that good customer service right there. The only way you can get that is go to SamShowNation.com. The current promotions page. You click that Omaha Steaks link. Omaha! We got you covered right there. That's beautiful, man. And getting ready for this cookout. One thing I want to suggest is good folks at Walmart. See, Walmart has the pickup discount. If you go to SamShowNation.com, you click that Walmart link. They got the pickup discount. And you can pick up whatever you need to. Whatever you order right there at Walmart.com. See, we getting a little fixings, whether it be, we got, look, personal story again. We getting ready for this cookout. I ordered some chips. I ordered a boombox and a Baby Ruth. And I got the Walmart discount. And I got a chance to save a little bit off my order by picking it up in my friendly neighborhood Walmart. So all you got to do is do that. is already low, low prices. And then on top of that, they give you a discount for picking it up. I went there and I saw my man DeMarco. DeMarco saw it. He said, "You cooking?" I said, "Yes, I am." And he said, "Cool." I gave him a high five and I walked out of there. So what you want to do is go to SamShowNation.com right there. Hit that Walmart link and get that pickup discount along with all the stuff that you need. Hey, I'm doing a cookout, but whatever you may need from Walmart, whether that's, who knows? School is right around the corner. Maybe you want a hat. Maybe you want, like, I don't know, some batteries. Maybe you want to do your own cookout. Maybe you'll need a boombox for yourself. They got you covered right there. The only thing I ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com, hit that Walmart link, and shop as you normally would, and get the pickup discount for picking it up right at your friendly neighborhood Walmart. Oh, also, I got some trash bags, too, you know, because we got to clean up. It's a cookout. Got to clean up. And lastly, and certainly not leastly, the sponsor for this podcast, another sponsor for this podcast, is good folks at Amazon, Amazon.com. Click that Amazon banner at the homepage, your current promotions page, and right then and there, Amazon has everything from A to Z. The cookout is what it is. We're going to get into some spades. We're going to get into some horseshoes. We're going to get into whatever it is, get a cookout going. Amazon got you covered from A to Z because my man, Ike Allison Lewis Jr., if you have listened to this podcast, you know there's a bit of a rivalry between me and that man. It's my friend. It's a bit of a rivalry when it comes down to the athletics, it comes down to the sports. I got a horseshoe set from Amazon by clicking that banner at SamShowNation.com right there on the homepage, and I got a horseshoe set, and we playing some horseshoes at this cookout. I also got, you know, some, you know, got some cards, some regular playing cards, just in case the spades games break out. But we got all of that covered. We're all ready to go. What we're going to do, Amazon.com, they got everything from A to Z. Okay, right in time, because I got that Prime free 2-day shipping. You get that Prime 2-day shipping, it came right in time for the cookout. We're going to get into some spades. We're going to get into all of that. So please go to SamShowNation.com. Click the Amazon link right there on the homepage, current promotions page. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to fix these mics. We're going to get into it. We're going to talk about all the news of this week. Sorry if we seem a little bit distracted, but we are grilling, getting some stuff going. We getting a prep in for the food. This is the pregame, the cookout pregame. My man BK and Tasha. And who are we kidding? I see you in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talk with Sam podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't even know this till like right now. Seriously.
Review on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this out.
All right, we are back. Oh, man.
I want to hear what you got to say.
No, I mean, like, hey, give her a second.
I always love to hear what Tasha got to say.
Nah, look, we get ready.
Only because she agrees, well, me and her on the same page.
90. I go left. 80. I take a hard left in a heartbeat. I take a hard left.
You do that shit on purpose.
Sometimes.
I know you do, Nick.
Sometimes. But look.
Especially when we've already. Are we on?
Yeah, we are. We on. Yeah. We've
already had a whole lot to drink. And then you say, let's
talk. Well, we're not halfway there yet, but. No, we just. Nothing, yeah. Nothing. But, dude.
Hold on, real quick before you start, very respectfully. What's that nigga's name that's married to that girl we went to school with name?
Yeah, because that narrowed it down. Hold on, one second, because I think I'm obligated to do this whenever you get a mic. What's up, Z.I.? Z.I., listen, man. Look, you got to give Z.I. a shout out, man.
Yes. I've been following this post.
Oh, man. Z.I.
Can I say this?
He's more than welcome to show up. More than welcome.
If I say it like this, it ain't going to sound racist.
You think about that for a second?
Z.I., I just want to say this.
What's the July 4th thing?
No. Let me just say it like this. You're right. He's
100%
right.
All right. But see, man, you my man 100 grand. We got to get this thing started because we're going to talk about the news of the week that just happened. One thing I wanted to do is talk about the goddamn MLB All-Star game. I will put an asterisk by that because Aaron Judge is the goddamn truth.
I've recently just started watching
baseball. He may or may not be on steroids. And if he wasn't, if he is... It wouldn't shock me. I don't think he is.
What is this that I have?
But it is what it is. I'm going to put an asterisk by this because my boy, Alan Sawiski, bueno no bueno, at Whittlebee. Okay. He's been on this podcast at least three or four times. If there's anybody to talk about baseball with, that's my man. And he got a seat at the table here because I'm decent with baseball, but he going to school me.
Mocktail.
Gonna school
it's
me.
A flavor. Okay, I am drinking a Ocean Spray mocktail. You don't have to turn it on. You turn it on.
Y'all made up.
No.
It's Ocean Spray, baby.
It's something Ocean Spray.
Brown Smiles of the podcast.
It got discontinued though already.
How do you get that deal?
But yeah, it's like our pre-mixed drink.
You can go without booze. Kroger,
$1.50. Because they gave these away for free a month ago, and then I guess they wasn't selling so well. So
for the summer, they came out with mocktails. I'm saying that with air quotes. It's cocktails without the alcohol.
Yeah, but you can still put alcohol in. Like,
if you put alcohol in it, it's awesome.
Is that only like a summer type beverage?
They didn't plan on it.
So maybe.
Look, they didn't plan on it to be an only summertime thing. But that money didn't come through, so that is that.
If you got nosy kids, it's good for the hip. Yeah. You have a little juice.
They can add juice because ain't no alcohol in it.
That would not work for our kids. Yeah. Several times Brian has turned up your drink.
Well, so. And he went to sleep right after.
Ah! Let me taste it again. Mm-hmm. Can't have that happen.
All right, but.
Where that happened. Nope, the wild
yeah. But in news this week, man, I guess I got to start off with some sad-ass news.
Oh, Lord.
Sad for me, possibly you, depending on your memory. We've been drinking.
Nearly close to what
I know, but my man, Tony Hadley, the lead singer of Spittle Ballet. After 40 years.
Lead singer of what?
He said Spittle Ballet.
Shit. That's how you pronounce it. Got a U in there.
Can I read that?
Yeah. After 40 years with the band, said, go fuck yourself. I'm going on my own.
Is it Spando Ballet?
Spandau
Ballet. That's what I said.
I thought you said Spado.
Yeah, but Spandau Ballet.
That's what I said. Yeah.
Either way.
Exactly.
40 years, he just said, you know what? This shit ain't working out. They just got back together. They was touring. And my man was like, after 40 years. Now, you may not know the name of the band, but everybody know that goddamn song because it was everybody's prom song. I don't care where you went.
What's the name of the song?
True. I play it a little bit if you can hear it.
Right the next slide.
Oh, playing a little bit of truth. I don't care where you went.
They did not play this goddamn song.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. That Blue Eyes Soul shit? Yeah, they played it. Yeah, they played this.
Okay.
Hold on, because I got to ask this question. That's why I said depending on your memory when I started this goddamn thing. Okay. I'll cut it off. When I start... Hold on, wait.
Wow.
Let me break this down. That's what I said depending on your memory. What was her name?
I didn't know her name.
Okay. I'm going to ask this question.
It was just some random bitch.
Hold on. Wait.
Badass.
Where was
Where was our prom at? We went to high school together. Where was our prom at?
It was over there at, what's that place off the river? The
Rooster Tail.
First of all, stop helping him.
It's off the water. I couldn't. Nigga, right over there by them old folks' home on Jefferson.
Okay, you can't remember the girl's name. My wife had to help you.
I forgot about it. Kept talking. I didn't know the girl's. I really did not remember the girl's name or know the girl's name. I knew her. Well, you and I both knew her last name. That, whatever
how did
her
you
last
get
name
the
was, would not have been her first name.
How did you get the prize?
I had a limo. We all had a limo. Well, you had a limo.
I drove my goddamn car.
I had a limo.
Me and Snow, we drove the goddamn car. But my whole thing is, that song, I don't give a fuck who you are. Prom, I've been to 3 proms, 4 military balls, 4 homecomings, 7 homecomings. Because 3, I crashed. I went to other schools' homecomings. Every goddamn time, it was time to pack the shit up. That slow dance hour.
Nigga, I don't song.
That song came on.
Songs I remember, dude, no lie. Because that's the only time I danced with that.
It was that Casey JoJo.
That, yeah.
My line. Yeah.
Then Zapp and Roger, all of their songs.
Yeah.
And then T-shirt in your panties on. They was trying to get us.
And then
in high school, the high school.
Yeah, yeah.
Prom, they put T-shirt and panties.
Yeah,
that was the
last. That was the last one. It's usually the last one.
I remember
because they gotta get hyped and slow it down.
No. This I remember that song because I remember I was dancing with that girl, and then Richard had 2 girls, his left hand and his right hand.
Yeah.
On his ass. He winked at me because my hands were hurt. I said, "This nigga got 2 bitches." But the fucked up part is, I said it out loud.
And
her head is on my shoulder, and she looked. She said, "Do you want 2 bitches?" And I said, "Yes." No lie. That's exactly what I said. I want 2 bitches.
I ain't gonna bullshit.
Richard had, I was like, how's this? Like, Richard was never like an attractive guy to me. This guy, he was.
It was a good dude! Look, he was attractive enough to get 2.
I mean, Jesus was a good guy, but the Bible does not describe him as attractive. That
look,
him
out wait. Hear me. Here's my point out.
He might have something that only.
Look, you want to bring up Jesus? Look,
Richard.
Hold up. First of all,
he was on the basketball team.
He might have been working with a monster. You just don't know.
I gotta be honest. The Bible didn't. Hold on. Wait. The Bible didn't really
football team.
They didn't really elaborate on Jesus' carpentry skills either. But that doesn't mean he couldn't make a fucking table. I mean, he's the son of God. All I'm getting at is, my boy, Amma, he had whatever he had.
We on right now?
Yeah, we on.
All right, Richard.
I hope he listening.
Richard, I've been...
Whatever he had at that moment worked.
And Richard, you know what I'm saying? I ain't hating. I just thought you had 2 bitches. And I said, well, damn. I wish I had 2 bitches.
Well, where my 2 at?
And then, I mean, first off, it ain't like the girl I had was ugly. She was okay. She was just a thug. She had a fat ass. And just a random.
You don't remember her name, do you?
I don't. Thank you. I've been on Richard since kindergarten. Richard's been cool.
Yeah.
He's been cool.
It's a good dude.
Is that all right?
Team One Stop for all your lawn care needs. I mean, give my man a free plug, man, for that.
Yeah.
Just for that. Yeah. Yeah. Team One Stop, man.
Dick, you fine. You all right with me, dude? You good.
All right. All I'm saying is my man Tony Hadley had enough of this goddamn band.
His name is Dick.
Tony Hadley had enough of this goddamn band, and after 40 years, he
Dick
said,
Harris.
Go fuck yourself.
Who is daddy?
I said Dick Harris.
Because Richard is short. All right.
Okay, I'm sorry. Richard, that's an old joke.
Oh, man. But
you can't tell me.
My man, Tony Hadley quit, man. So they had 2 hits, 2 that and True.
Come see me about that comment, Richard. I want to see you, brother.
True. Dick. And they had Gold, man. That was everybody's prom song. I don't give a fuck where you went. That play.
I know I spent my prime trying to
rock hard.
That was funny.
I was slow dancing rock hard since 8th grade to that goddamn song.
I
could have cut diamond.
I couldn't remember. I thought I was saying something. Anywho, I spent my prime trying to get the bartender to serve us alcohol. He wouldn't do it.
Why you interrupted us to say that? All right. Next story.
All I do is
my man Juice. Gotta give it up for OJ.
Here, man.
I love OJ.
I won't interrupt unless I got a question.
Because my man OJ, look, I don't know if you know this or not. Next week is a big week for my man Orenthal Jaw. I can't say it without laughing. Orenthal or Orenthal?
No, it's Orenthal, James Simpson.
Him, OJ, the Juice. It's a big week for him because
Orenthal
James Simpson.
Wow.
That's why I go by OJ.
Come on.
Same time as Aretha?
What up? If you read it out.
I mean, I'm not surprised. I mean, that's his name.
Orenthal? Yeah.
OJ.
I wouldn't even say that.
OJ, the juice.
What you think his name was?
Hey, look. Oscar? Look. Hey, this.
Yes. What else would a nigga think?
Oscar. Julius.
Hey, this applies to us. This is,
that sounds right.
Hey, this is him.
Who would have guessed Orenthal? Am I saying it right?
Orenthal.
Yeah, Orenthal. You said it right. But the juice needs our help. Because, you know.
Not a rental like Samson.
We members of the media. The juice needs our help. OJ said the media hype is going to screw up his parole board next week.
No, it's not.
Because the juice. Hold on. The juice said.
Hold on, wait.
This is a real story. OJ Simpson is worried that on July 20th, his parole here will be unprecedentedly a media circus.
You doing the podcast July 21st?
I just made because of the juice.
I will bring the liquor.
The juice is...
We don't even got to go upstairs.
I hope it goes in his favor. I name it The Juice is Loose.
Even if it the goes... Juice. No, listen. You understand... Very respectfully. Do you understand
Put up the juice.
Whether it goes in his favor or does not. Do you understand that it still can be... funny?
And this is his point. He said because of the press scrutiny, the former football star has served more than 8 years of a 9-year to 33-year sentence in a Nevada jail where he was found guilty in 2008. He feels...
Doing what?
Stealing his own stuff?
You know, not the other thing.
Can I come in here?
Look, you gotta be. We can't talk. Juice wants us to stop talking about it.
Okay, on the 20th.
Well, he said up to the 20th. On the 21st, I think it's fair game at this point.
Well, nigga, listen, Juice, I'm grown. Is that okay to say?
Well,
I
would. I would be more shocked if he heard it.
Brother, the juice, I know.
In all respect to the juice.
This is the least of your worries.
I know. In all respect to the juice. He said, like, the fact that we, in the media, we talking about it. You know, the parole board may get amped up. Right. Think about that incident that happened in 1994. You know, that thing he didn't get locked up for. I can't stress that enough. You know that thing he totally didn't go to jail for? Mm-hmm. In 1994?
That niggas knew he was guilty for, but just didn't want to see that thing.
That thing that, because he went to jail for stealing his own stuff. I can't stress this enough.
I'm the only person I think that's funny.
I think it's hilarious.
Because, okay, can I make this comment?
Go ahead, man. You can say whatever you want.
You and I both do understand why he went to jail so much time.
Yes!
Because of what he didn't go to jail for.
Nigga, you don't go to jail for 33 years for stealing a football. I don't care who you are.
For what them white folk didn't get to yourself for the first time.
But the juice.
And if you got off knowing you guilty. Listen, nigga, I would live under the dirt. Do you understand me?
Hey, Sugar Ray did it. Sugar Ray got away with the fatter punch and moved to Europe immediately.
I can't say that's a different conversation.
It's a whole different thing. But Sugar Ray was like, he saw the writing on the wall. Let me get the fuck up out of here. And here we are. But the juice needs us to stop talking about this because he thinks the parole board may be influenced by something that happened in 1994. I don't know. I don't know what that thing could be.
Is the parole board white people?
I'm glad you said that about the parole board.
Oh, then yes, they'll be influenced. That's why they put your black ass here in the first place. Because they didn't get you the first time.
Well,
they couldn't get you. Can't get two niggas like they beat Rodney King half to death for some shit that they shouldn't have done. And then you gonna commit a crime that you are guilty of. Yes.
Now, I was interested about this parole board. This parole board, where the juice is in jail. It will be 4 parole commissioners who will be sitting in Carson City, Nevada, and they will be having a video conference with O.J. Simpson, who's currently in the Love Lock Correctional Center. So this whole thing is not happening in person. They're going to be on Skype talking to the Juice. They don't want to be in the same room as the Juice. And if he gets off this the 20th, because that thing we're not supposed to talk about, he will be released October 1st, and the Juice can live his.
They're gonna release him the month of Halloween.
Do you know how many jokes I got already? But we can't talk about it. Remember, the Juice as a solid to the Juice. Number 32.
James Simpson.
Hey, okay. Hold on. Hear me out.
My man
is 70 years old, and he's trying to, and I'm using air quotes, fix his legacy because of this question.
Good luck with that, Juice.
How do you want to remember OJ Simpson? Hear me out. When you go on the street or you talk to somebody, do you know OJ as the football player
or the murderer?
The actor. He was an actor too.
Yeah, that good.
He was almost the Terminator.
Leslie Seal.
He was almost the Terminator.
Get out of here.
I bullshit you not.
I want to see this.
You know what's interesting?
What?
The last podcast we talked about this, I said the same shit to you.
And that's why I don't remember, because I thought
Terminator. He was like that close. He turned it down and went Naked Gun, and they were like, "We're gonna try out."
Well, Naked Gun, that's like six of them, ain't it?
But they said we're gonna try out.
Nielsen was the man. That's the
we're gonna try out Arnold, and the rest is history. He could have been a Terminator and a Naked Gun, all threatening.
He could not have been a Terminator.
That movie would take on a whole new meaning.
A nigga that comes from the future to stop.
He has to kill you.
That's way. Jim Crow Senior was still alive. All right. He could have done it.
Here's my point. How do you remember him?
As the murderer.
Player, off because the actor because or the murderer.
Because the Kardashian.
I would like to think of him as the football player. Buffalo. It's hard.
I'm looking right at you, nigga.
Do you know how hard it is to just
look at those lies?
Think of him as the football player.
Listen. I would like to remember O.J. Simpson as the nigga we held on to shortly after Rodney King. I'm done.
So 94 through 96.
That's all I'm holding on
and
to.
And then 97 happened.
We niggas knew. Wait a second.
All I'm getting at is,
let me say this to you.
Juice asked us not to talk about. We are members of the media. We can't be talking about the Juice.
Listen to me. Niggas knew that nigga was guilty. But all.
Was he?
But nigga, guilty as shit? Are you. Okay, no man.
Was he?
I'm sorry. You did that on purpose. Okay.
He got off.
It's a bunch of niggas that got off.
The nigga may not have did it, but he planned it.
Trump Jr. is going to get off.
Literally.
Did he? All I'm saying is, back to the Juice.
Did he do it?
Look.
Did he kill that white woman?
All I'm saying is,
did he touch that white woman in a way?
We not talking about 1994.
He didn't kill the white woman.
We not talking about 1994. I think 9 years is good enough time to serve for stealing the football.
Okay, now,
I do agree. But at the same time, you and I both, you, me, and the other woman sat at the table, and
we're
all intelligent people. That nigga did not go to jail for that.
Stealing the football. Yeah.
That is not what the crackers got him
for. Reverse reparations? That's called,
gotcha, bitch, finally. I've been wanting to get your black ass, and whatever you do.
You killed our nice, precious white woman.
That's all it was. They still thinking about that. This ain't got nothing to do with
they
that.
Care about that.
This ain't have nothing to do with that nigga.
All right, here's one thing I did, because the Juice.
And that nigga's stupid, and I'm flying under the radar.
If I would have done it.
In all seriousness.
That's what I wanted to get
the
to.
Book.
With the book. And he goes to. I don't want to jump ahead of him, because I know what he got on the paper.
All upset is this. We reached out to.
To who?
Juice.
The Nevada Board of Corrections.
Oh, nigga.
I sent the email. They didn't get back to us.
I got shortness of breath.
They didn't get back to us, the Nevada Board of Corrections, because I would like to help the Juice. By not talking about this, the events of 94. Remember, we can't talk about the events.
Yeah, we can.
The murder
of 1994. The events of 1994.
There's nothing else to talk about when you say O.J. Simpson.
I would
you
like
to know that most niggas don't even know he was a football player.
Are you aware of that? Yes.
I'm talking about niggas not too much younger than you.
That's what I said. How do you remember him? The football player, the actor, or the murderer?
No. Most, they know him by the trial.
I would like to remember him playing for Buffalo.
I saw a comedian on TV the other day talking about O.J. Simpson. Talking about if this nigga do something else, he got to go wake up Cochran from the grave.
Look.
And that shit was hilarious.
If we don't talk about it, Juice may have a chance. Let's have this conversation on July 21st.
I will be already drunk so I can get everything.
Oh, my God. Filtered. Speaking of people who want to get away from their past, Miss Pamela Anderson. Remember her? Playboy, you know, Baywatch and all that good stuff. Yeah. Grand opening, grand closing. She was a restaurateur. This week, she opened on July 4th. She's closing her restaurant.
I wouldn't want her around my food.
It only took a week. She only had this restaurant for a week. Grand opening, grand closing. Mm-hmm. Her dream of having her own vegan restaurant, excuse me, sexy vegan restaurant.
Was it a pop-up restaurant?
No. This was supposed to be here to stay. She announced that her sexy vegan restaurant, and I bullshit you now, you can read this, Le Table de March. That's the name of the restaurant.
Let me
read it. Le Table de March.
You are not good at French speaking shit.
La Table du Marché.
Is there an E on there?
Don't matter. It's close it.
With an apostrophe?
An accent mark.
Le Table de March.
It don't matter.
That's nigga talk right
there. La Table du Marché.
It's closing.
La Table de March.
You see what I said? Let me see that paper.
The Table of March, man. That's funny. That's funny. The Table of March. It opened on July.
You tell who did pass, who did not pass French class. It's
Peter Fonda. It opened on July 4th. And it closed yesterday.
It was the Table of March.
The Table of March.
The Table of March.
And he said it with authority.
Hell yeah. That's what it looked like.
That's not, Sam, that is, if you sound that out, that does not say that. It don't say the March.
All right, hey, we get it. I can't speak French.
Detroit Motors.
Nigga, did you take French? Did you take any French class? I took French in middle school.
No, we didn't. I was a grown up.
We did not.
Y'all didn't take French in middle school?
We went to Burroughs.
I mean, like.
No. I took French.
We took an English course.
And this is why.
We read Why the Caged Bird Sings by Langston
Hughes. There we go.
I can read Spanish. I just can't speak Spanish. Same thing with French.
I can't do either one. Bravo Zulu.
But today's Friday. As of today, my girl Pamela Anderson.
Shaka Zulu.
I said Bravo Zulu. And what did we take up? French course in middle school.
No, serious? Look at her.
St. Cyril and Bandai. No, are you serious?
I went to a magnet school, so that could be why.
Congratulations.
I know. Shit.
Are you serious?
But yeah.
We rode
Mr. Trout? No, he was not teaching
we
anything.
We rode past Burroughs every day like those poor children in there.
But either way, Pamela Anderson, due to forces behind her control, she has to remove her name from the restaurant in collaboration with the chef. Her and the chef was beefing. And she said she cannot condone the mistreatment of the staff and lack of respect. So she, instead of getting a new chef, she closed the entire restaurant. She's extremely disappointed on a missed opportunity and will be finding new creative ways to help animals and vulnerable people all over the world. According to a rep. So,
I'm sorry,
after a week,
but she didn't close because the restaurant performed poorly. She just probably couldn't find nobody else to cook grass.
Somebody put up with that bullshit. You was talking about this earlier. Your girl Keisha Cole, you know she's getting sued for $4 million.
I heard it.
Keisha Cole, her whole, and it's all self-imposed, her jealousy may cost her $4 million because a judge may find in favor of the woman that Keisha Cole beat up in 2014 when she was finding Keisha Cole then, her boyfriend, Birdman. Was in a penthouse.
Birdman dating everybody.
With the girl.
Tony Braxton?
Yep.
Tony Braxton like 70. She's fine though.
But Keisha Cole saw that girl and cracked that ass. She beat the
Keisha Cole a thug. Didn't she have a reality show? Did you see her family?
Well, she beat the shit out of this girl, and this girl suing her for $4 million. She said,
"You know something wrong with her? She thought that run was a good idea." She
her name is Sabrina. Sabrina. Yeah. All right, since you speak so much goddamn French, pronounce that, Sabrina.
Speak French at Burl.
I know.
I'm still stuck on that.
No. Let's watch her decode this shit.
Mercadale.
You know what? I take it. You the French one.
Mercadale.
You the French one.
It might be Mercado or Mercadale.
You the one.
Mercadale. She messed that all up.
She's suing $4 million because the singer allegedly caused her pain, suffering, emotional stress, loss of use of a body part. They didn't specify which one.
I'd like to know which body part.
They didn't specify. The girl suing Keisha Cole, she can't use a body part because Keisha Cole cracked that ass.
She can't use that mouth.
We don't know what body part that is. Well, her mouth did use. You said something.
I don't even think Keisha got $4 million.
Stop hating on Keisha Cole. She got $4 million. That was a good album. Yo, you bought it, so I know she got $4 million.
Hey, bye, album.
Heard or not, how I know hit that.
$1 million worth of album.
That's it. I found.
Yeah, she can't hit high note, but
for the whole album.
She did holler a lot. She grew up in church.
But here it is. It said Sabrina was axed for
Sabrina, who the hell is that?
That was the girl that she the one who got her ass whooped.
Oh, nigga, that's all you.
Yeah, Sabrina was axed by her relationship with Birdman. She said it was not romantic. It was just sex.
Oh,
see, there's the mouth.
Just
what else then?
Well, she got her ass kicked. Keisha Cole whoop your ass.
She said she couldn't use the body part. It's the mouth. Lesbians is licking and sucking and feeling and
talking. I don't know. Mouth. What if Keisha Cole with a pussy punch? Let me reach down there.
How's another bra gonna use her? Well,
a pussy punch. I'm sorry. Do you know the power? I gotta ask Keisha about that one. That was an uppercut.
Not to say anything about this. Man, nigga, I'm listening to you. Go ahead. All
right.
Okay.
All right. Now,
okay.
Here go the thing, because you know the rap game, man. You know what? Before I jump into this, I want to give a quick shout out to my man. I love Coldplay. I can come out and say it. They had hits. They performed in the Super Bowl. Hey, clap it up for Coldplay. No, they got, and especially after dealing with Duke and all that bullshit. Yeah, man. It's smart. No, yeah, hits. Coldplay. No, but what he did. What he did
with.
I'm cutting her mic off. Fucking derailer over here.
Ain't nobody need. We're talking.
She loves Coldplay. All she said was that she loves Coldplay, man. I don't listen to Coldplay, but she.
Brandon starts sad conversation the whole time, and you don't cut his microphone off.
He's Korean.
I'm Korean.
I said creative.
But I'm creative. I thought niggas said I was Korean. I was going to go with you, niggas. Your show.
I hope you are Korean. If you were Korean.
It's about me derailing. Not
if
Korean.
If you were Korean.
Went somewhere else.
I thought you said Korean.
Either way. Chris Martin.
Well, if you said creative, I'm still standing as corrected then.
Still Korean.
I'm Korean.
But Chris Martin.
Speaking Korean, nigga, you've been in your life. All
right. Chris Martin had a
cognac.
You know.
Smoke menthols.
Fucking Coldplay
little
had a
potato salad and fried chicken.
Stop wanting potato salad. Is that happening? Jesus Christ, you nigga. Alright, anyway, Chris Martin had a they performed in Dublin and he saw a kid in the wheelchair, was like, so the people got behind him and lifted the wheelchair up, said like, this motherfucker really into y'all, but you can't see him because he's in a wheelchair.
I wouldn't do that shit.
No, the fans like, pushed him
up
to the stage on the wheelchair, and Chris Martin saw it, caught him on stage, gave my man a harmonica, sung with my man, made his dreams.
The boy could really play the harmonica.
Yeah, and he helped him. He didn't know this. He just handed it to him because, you know, the people behind you. So that's why I'm saying, clap it up for my man Chris Martin. He did that. He sung a couple songs.
Congratulations to your band.
He let him keep the harmonica.
That's white folks for you.
Niggas don't do that.
Niggas, I don't want
no harmonica. That's not true.
Well, nigga, you got some lights.
That's not true.
Stevie. You about to say Stevie?
Stevie.
I am not putting my lips on Stevie Wonder's harmonica after he lit.
My man just gave it to you. He just said, if you can finish this song. It wasn't an if. It was just like, we're in the middle of a song. We see you coming up. Come on up here. Hand him a harmonica. Go on, jam with him. You sung the song. You made this boy's day. He's a paraplegic dude. He really loves the concert. He really digging your music.
Handicap ass.
Hey.
Wow.
He ain't got shit to lose. little spit from you, a little spit from me, considering where I'm sitting.
Yeah.
Let's have a hey. Yeah.
Well, we shouldn't complain about spit, because Sam, you give us showers all day.
He can't lose his leg.
See, that's the shelter. All right. Here we go.
And that's also true.
Hey,
I heard exactly what you said. And I've been saying that shit for a while, my goddamn self.
You can sit right there. Yeah, I get hyped.
That really that's why. Changed. That's actually why Brandon had that paper towel.
Oh, it is.
It's not that hot over here. That's funny. I got a rant with that. That's funny. It's not that hot over here, but wipe my brow. Neither one of us is really sweating.
I'm not stopping. I'm not stopping at all.
I know you're not, niggas. This has been going on for 20 years.
Oh,
I ain't said nothing about it.
All right. The rap game needs some help. I talked about, hey, I gotta say it. Beyonce released a picture of the
that
twins.
That was on time. That was good. Funny as
444
shit.
Has damn. Come out.
Nigga.
And you know, whenever prominent black superstar comes out with a rap album, you know, they put out the Great White Hope. And this week, my man Ryan Phillippe dropped them bars on Swear in the Morning. You heard that?
No, I didn't.
Ryan Phillippe.
Okay, let's backtrack.
Fine, Ryan Phillippe.
You don't know who Ryan Phillippe is.
Sexy Ryan Phillippe.
No, you, I don't. I know who Sway is.
Have you seen Cruel Intentions?
No, wait.
He the brother?
Yeah, the brother of Cruel Intentions.
Oh.
That's Ryan Phillippe.
Oh, man, I don't know white people. Okay, come on.
What? You all right. Don't know white people. What is wrong with you?
It's Sway in the Morning. You know, my
I know
man.
Zion. And what's that nigga that used to shoot?
Zion is technically black.
No.
I don't disagree.
No.
No, stop. I don't disagree.
Based on
he has a hood pass.
Do you remember that nigga in middle school? The white boy that used to live down the block from me. We used to call him Bird in middle school.
Jeff Taggy, yeah.
That was his name?
Michael Jeff Taggy.
Okay, yeah. If I saw his face, I knew him.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Jeff Taggy.
I know Trump.
Here we go.
Trump Jr. and Eric. I know Ivanka fine ass.
Oh, you know?
Well, I know of them.
Oh, okay. I was saying, if you know them, you know, please deliver some messages for me. Just
Trump,
hey.
I would not.
Right.
If I knew Trump, he would not be coming over here.
All right, but my man.
No, this is Ryan where Phillippe. Niggas live, and Trump would not make it.
Ryan Phillippe, dropping them heat on Swear in the Morning. Let's get a little taste of it.
All right, let's hear it.
Got you, though.
Yeah, let's see what it worked like.
If I'm going to take a shot, I'm not planning on missing.
Now, this was
Bob Lee Swagger with the Smith and Wesson. But I can duck down too. Got P tatted on my arm, so I keep rock around too. I do. Two to the chest and one to the head. The truth is my best. Take honeys to bed and do the things that you can only dream about. Go ahead and hate, release, and let your anger out. Please don't keep it inside, cause jealousy and envy fucking eat you alive instead. Find a pillow and fold up. R.I.P. to Nate Dogg, homie told you to hold up. Crash into me with cruel intentions, and I'll take away your girl and do some things that we won't mention. I don't know what she did last summer in the front seat of my caddy. No, I don't drive a Hummer. I'm trying to keep it clean, cause I'm a father and a daddy, if you know what I mean. A polymath, a machine. I can still get inspired, like when an actor comes on Sway and starts spitting some fire like Shia. Shia was nice, man. LaBeouf was a beast, and there will be no disrespect, cause I don't want no LaBeouf. It's okay to be surprised, man. You couldn't expect this. Mouse hanging open like when Trump was elected. Yo, so can Phil's really rap? The dude come here to play? Well, I guess you got the answer, Sway.
Fuck out of here. That's the same guy.
Same dude. Same dude. Okay. Ryan Phillippe.
Damn.
Ryan Phillippe. Look, it is what it is.
Damn.
He had bars. He said himself. He said himself that that's not his best. They caught him off guard.
That nigga sound light skinned.
But,
he was like a nigga, though.
All it is. Yeah. You know, Ryan Phillippe. That's
fine, Ryan Phillippe. My God.
Great White Hope. Saving a rap game. Saving a rap game.
That nigga's not the Great White Hope.
I know.
But that nigga do got talent.
But you got, when you get it, go home, check YouTube Shia LaBeouf on Swear.
Yeah.
I will do that.
Yeah.
Because I want the nerdy nigga with the fine ass girl with the yellow car from Transformers.
Yeah.
I want to hear it, my damn self. The nigga for that kiss.
Yeah, the same dude.
And want it.
Same dude.
I want to hear this.
Same dude.
I will go find this.
Alright, but
I'm happy to hear that, because you know Cruel Intentions is one of my favorites.
No, you see how he worked that in there though.
Uh-huh.
He worked in.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah. If you listen to his rhymes, he worked in all his movies.
Because as long as he lived, that'll be
he worked
it'll
in.
Always be related to Cruel Intentions.
I don't care what he did.
No,
but he worked in Cruel Intentions in that rhyme. He worked in I Know What You Did Last Summer. He worked in Shooter because he's the new shooter.
Yeah.
And I think the first shooter was Mark Wahlberg.
I think so.
It was Mark Wahlberg, but he's the now Bob Lee Havoc because they made it a show. He's the new shooter, like the world's best sniper or some shit.
What's your next topic?
But you know, every week.
Yeah, that's the movie when
Mark Wahlberg.
When Mark Wahlberg took the can of whipped cream and knocked himself out. So
Yep.
Okay.
But he's the new one. He's the new one.
I wasn't trying to be rude and speed you along.
Yeah.
I just had something else I wanted to ask you.
Well, what's up?
What you think about a black James Bond?
Oh, I'm down with that. If Idris get it, I'm down with Idris get it.
Idris, no.
Hold on.
That's the last.
Hold on. Here's why Idris should get it.
You just want
to. Hold on. No. Here's why Idris should get. Stop looking at her. She go do the.
It's not that. I'm no. also interested in what she got to
hold
say.
Hold on. Hold on.
I'm like,
hold on.
Because we agreed.
All I'm saying is Idris has been playing Luther, which is essentially by all his life. He can walk in there without being a problem. Because he's Luther.
There's only one nigga.
Now, hold on. Here's another dude who can do it.
Who?
I would give it to Daniel Awoyo.
No.
I would give it to him.
No. David Oyelowo?
I know exactly what he's talking about.
No. I give it to him. I give it to him.
Y'all non-pronouncing niggas.
I would give it to him.
The only reason
I can't
make a joke about that because I probably would have said.
Yeah.
Not Chewy to Edgefor.
I wouldn't give it to Chewy. Not Chewy.
Okay.
Chewy can have it.
What's another nigga you
mean? He too young, but my man from Get Out. He British. He young.
Now, that is the only guy.
He too young. He too young.
That is the only guy I was thinking about. They're talking about, what's the brother, what's the nigga name from Best Man? Not Morris. The other nigga. Tay.
Not Tay Diggs.
That's what niggas
talking about. Not Tay Diggs.
The only guy I was thinking about was the black guy from Get Out.
I would prefer Morris Chestnut.
I give it.
Of course you would.
I would give it to.
Brandon, it's like I'm sitting here looking at him.
If I have to give him a black.
I don't look like Morris
Chestnut. Yes, the hell you do.
Nigga, do it.
Okay.
Shut up.
Okay.
Do you look like. Do Ricky.
You know what's interesting?
Ricky and then this guy are two different people.
No, they're the same.
We all had to have fade. We didn't have to have fade in 8th grade, 7th grade, 5th grade.
All I'm getting at is, if I had to pick, the only reason I wouldn't pick my man from Get Out right now, just because of age.
Yeah.
Just because of age.
Now, I agree with that. I can fully agree with that. But as far as a 007, the British accent, black guy, that's the only guy I was thinking about.
It'll just be atop my left because...
Well, it's just I can't play 007.
I would pick him over Tay Diggs. He was a bad guy in two movies, and I watched him, and I was just kind of like, I don't believe... I would tell you who I would give...
If it wasn't that guy, I'll tell you who I'll give it to. And only because I think he would be super smooth at it. And all the girls will go crazy.
Don't say it.
And that's all the niggas. What? Who am I about to say?
Samuel Jackson. You better not say Samuel Jackson.
Heck no.
Samuel Jackson is my pick for everybody.
Okay, all right.
No. But, no.
This to be the loudest 007.
This is what.
They would catch him.
Do you know how much money
you had to be quiet to be a spy? Samuel Jackson could not be that.
Motherfucker. Hey, man. Listen. I guarantee you this.
They'll catch him.
I guarantee you this. That will be the only movie. This man and I go to, and we
I still watch.
With no problem. Star Wars.
My name
movie,
is Biden.
We are across from the theater.
All right, yo,
but
pick for
this movie, but my pick for 007, if it was to be any guy, I would pick this guy because he's smooth. All the girls like him, and he can be serious. And that's, what's the nigga name? I forgot his name. Here we go. I'm about to describe him to you. You know, you may get it. She might get it first. The light skinned nigga with the green eyes that was in Steve Harvey.
Michael Ealy.
He would be a good
007. I can't pick.
His eyes are not green. They're blue.
He would not be a good 007.
After that movie, he did.
He would not be good.
Yes, he would.
Here's the problem, and this is his own doing.
He
played crazy in every goddamn thing he did.
No, we don't.
I don't want a 007. I can name a movie he didn't play crazy.
Both Steve Harvey movies.
He was crazy.
He was crazy in that movie that he was under the bed. Now that shit was freaky.
He was crazy. Remember the show where he was supposed to be the cop, but he's like a robot, but he's not really a robot.
What about Jaimon Hansu?
I didn't see
him. Oh, that's a I ain't got no problem with him playing Bond.
He would make a good Bond.
He would.
I told you. I knew at first. Jamal Hasu. I wasn't going to say that.
Jamal Hasu.
No, no, listen.
That's what I'm talking about.
Listen, I ain't talking about Michael Ealy.
I'm talking about Demond Hasu.
From Constantine? Is that the name?
He was in Constantine.
Amistad. The beauty shop with Queen Latifah.
Yeah.
He Kimora Lee Simmons' baby mom, baby daddy.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's somebody I'm blanking on right now. Somebody that I'm blanking on. I'm trying to think.
And then again, of course, it's always...
Fight.
Denzel.
Yeah. First of all...
Of course.
Denzel Washington is the greatest actor to walk the face of the planet. Any role.
Denzel can play the shark in Jaws. I will still watch it.
I'm going to throw somebody out there.
Denzel Washington can play the river and a river runs through it and I will still be here.
I'm going to throw a name out for you and I'm going to tell you I want some thoughts on that. Wood Harris.
I like Wood. But not as a buy. Not as a buy.
Damn it.
If he was a villain, fuck it.
Not no Jamie Foxx. Definitely not.
No.
It's somebody else that I'm blanking on. You know who made a good James Bond?
Who's that?
LL Cool J.
Get the fuck out. We all stood up.
Let me go to your bathroom to piss. I'm probably going to take a shit.
Oh, God.
Don't do it in that bathroom.
Here's what we're going to
do. Say this till you get home.
We're going to... With the magic of the pause button, we're going to pause this. Y'all won't hear it. It seemed like half a second to y'all. But Jesus Christ, that was horrible.
No. Okay. Not based on his mannerisms. Nope. Not his speech.
Just
mannerisms.
Just sit in the corner.
He would do a good job.
Now with the magic of the pause button, we are back.
And some whiskey.
And we had to sit back and hopefully Tasha get out of this corner for saying... Possibly the dumbest biopic we could all think of. She redeemed herself off mic with Matt Bomer, you know, from Suits. But that's neither here nor there.
Miss McClain is all right.
This is why people listen to the show. We brought this back. I didn't think we had to bring it back.
Why do people listen to your show? I would love to know
that. A lot of segments, a lot of personality driven. But one thing I can say that stood out, this part right here, the weekly Sit Your Ass Down.
Oh, Lord.
Sit your ass down.
Are we still?
Sit your ass down.
This week, sit your ass down. Now, I say this every week. This is not the bully. This is not the belittle.
Yes, it is.
This is...
It's not the bully. We are belittling a bunch
this of... This is... Sometimes you get caught up in your own hype. You get lost in the sauce. And then... You do some crazy shit.
Nigga, you had grape pop? When the fuck was he gonna tell me about that?
Well, this is the last one I took from my son. And sometimes you get lost in your own sauce.
Like purple?
And yeah, this is our public service announcement where we say, hey.
You got some more left in there?
Chill the fuck out. And sit your ass down.
Thank you.
All right, look. I understand this is a sponsor. Technically, this isn't them. This isn't Walmart or Sam's Club. You can't help it if they already side with you. You know, you got to sell the shit that your distributors give you. This actually is sit your ass down for the Aquaria Pasadena Pool Company. See, Aquaria Pasadena, right? They want to get into it. It's July. It's summer fun. We having fun. We out here. We you in the pool. You want to have pool floats and stuff like this. And they released a new product saying like, hey, summer fun for the cheap. Now, sponsors do sell this because they at the mercy of their distributors, right? Mm-hmm. But the Aquaria Pasadena Pool Float Company, they released a new model. Yeah, they released a new model. And this is called...
How about...
Hold on.
If I plug this into your laptop.
Yeah. Okay. Now, if you look at this is their new pool float.
Let me look at it.
Now, for the people watching on YouTube and all that other good stuff, we'll post this picture up. You're seeing it. What does this look like to you? Now, it was Tasha was here, but she'd be back. What does this look like to you? That's their pool float.
That look like a tampon.
It does look like a tampon, doesn't it?
Yeah, it do.
This was brought to their attention. And you know what they said? Fuck it. It's selling. After Twitter has had a bunch of jokes at his, you know, at his expense, saying this summer get on the crimson wave.
That's funny.
This summer they said, "Hey, I can't put this in my pool; it will absorb all the water." All the jokes that you can imagine on Twitter. So Walmart, to some degree, is at the mercy of them. Walmart just said, like, look, man, y'all ain't got no females that work there that said this could have been a bad idea. Amazon, they were just like, seriously, when y'all brought this shit out, y'all didn't want to, because they got to sell it. And,
it's not a tampon, but what's the other one called?
The pad.
I forgot, yeah.
So,
the pad of shit, I guess.
As you can see, I'm showing the pictures. Got the young lady on the
enjoying herself.
A life of luxury. It does have a little tinge of.
Is she floating on a float that look like.
Yeah.
How about that?
So, to the folks.
She right at home.
At the Aquaria Pasadena Pool Folk Company. Please sit your ass down.
I love it.
Now. This also happened this week, and you know, we talked about Shia earlier. Shia, you know, he kicked them bars, but my man Shia LaBeouf, he, god damn it. Alright, you back out of the corner? Now, we were talking about the Pasadena Pool Flow Company, you know, for this week's Sit Your Ass Down.
You laughing at my baby.
Hold on, wait. Now that you're back, I think there's nothing else we can say, but this is the pool float. What does this look like to you?
A maxi pad.
That's what it's
called. Immediately.
Actually, no, it looks like a panty liner, but.
Immediately.
Okay, I don't know all the intent.
Yeah, but that's why we asked a young lady who may know things we're not privy to.
I understand. Yeah.
All right. Stop you there. But back to my man, Shia. Shia, he got on that drink. We've been drinking. You see how we drinking? Responsibly. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Look, not Shia.
Some of the time we are. I agree.
Yeah, but not Shia. See, Shia.
Oh, he cuffs? Did he say?
No, Shia. Let's break down Shia.
Said that is fat? Here we go.
There we go.
No.
Now, Shia. All right. Me and you drinking, right?
We are.
You see how me and you can keep up?
We can.
Not Shia. See, Shia asked for a cigarette from a cop. Cop said no. Cussed out the cop.
I love it.
Ran into the hotel. Mm-hmm. And thought because he's in his hotel room, the cops still can't arrest him.
And he's still alive. The cops did not pull up.
And still alive.
Oh, no, that's a whole other subject.
We'll put a pin in that. See, my man Shia was drunk. He was arrested for drunk and disorderly conduct after a stranger wouldn't give him a cigarette. He asked a cigarette from a stranger. You know, he had a little bit too much to drink that night.
Yeah.
And then he was cuffed and taken into custody in a Savannah hotel for public drunkenness, disorderly conduct, and obstruction of justice because this motherfucker ran in the hotel to get away from the cops because he thought he was safe.
He's so smart.
No. It's obstruction. If I'm a cop saying, all right, my man, you got to cool out. I got to take you in, put you in a drunk tape. No, you don't. And I run into the hotel. That's obstruction. I run into the hotel. Okay. Nigga, this ain't tag where we grew up. The safe zone. Remember your porch?
That's fleeing.
My porch.
That's not.
Exactly.
That's fleeing.
Exactly. I wouldn't.
Is it? Far. It's not. Fleeing because he just went over there.
No, resisting, fleeing.
I give you resisting.
It's not resisting because the cop didn't say you're under arrest.
What did you say it was?
He says obstruction of justice.
No, but that's what he got arrested for.
Somebody was there with him trying to stop somebody from arresting. That's obstruction of justice.
All right, but here's what it is. Hey, we got our sources. We got the audio tape. Now you tell me what this sounds like because my man Shia, not only did he get drunk and got on that bullshit. He gave the greatest white privilege speech I've ever heard this year.
I'm sure he did. Go ahead.
So here it is, my man Shia LaBeouf. Here it is.
I'm an American. You got me in my hotel, arrested me in my hotel for doing what, sir?
Let's go.
Yo, you really got these cuffs on me heavy, bro.
Let me out.
Listen, can we talk, me and you?
No, we can't talk nothing.
Listen, I'm not the one that arrested you. Okay.
I'll pay my taxes. Get these shits off my fucking arms.
So we're not going to have a conversation?
No. Okay. You're going to put these shits off my arms or you be fucking fucked. You got a president don't give a shit about you. And you stuck in a police force that don't give a fuck about you. So you want to arrest white people who give a fuck, who ask for cigarettes? I came up to you trying to be nice, you stupid bitch. I came up to you asking for a cigarette, you dumb fuck. Why would I ask for a cigarette if I was racist, you stupid bitch? I was asking for a cigarette, you said no. I said word. And then you arrested me, you dumb fuck. They got cameras everywhere, you dummy. I got more millionaire lawyers than you know what to do with, you stupid bitch. I'm from it, you dummy.
We're TMZ. If you like our vibe, okay. Now, that audio was given to us by TMZ, and put it out there. But here we go. Miraculously, still alive.
Yeah, nobody.
Miraculously.
Which direction is he trying to go? Because I don't got that much time.
I know. We ain't going to go that route.
We can't do it tomorrow.
All I said was, sit your ass. All right.
We will not.
All I said was, Shia, sit your ass down. Because
we know how.
How many counts of sit your ass down did you count? I'm at about 5 or 6.
Nigga, are you 5 or 6?
I'm being generous, too.
Very generous. No.
You get why. For nothing else, he needs to sit his ass down.
Yes.
For nothing else.
And I would like to, that cop must be a Christian.
Now, we can sit down. We can dissect this whole tape.
And we don't.
And we ain't got that much time.
Not have enough liquor.
Yeah, I know. All right.
He'd been a black man. He would have been a hashtag.
Oh, my God. Speaking of hashtags and black men who come out to fight the good fight, let me break this down. Never in a million fucking years I thought this person would ever reach sit your ass down status. However, he's the best and worst example of this. This shows it can happen to anybody, and no one is exempt from sit your ass down. Black Lives Matter activist D-Ray McKesson.
You know who he is?
I do.
Okay. He sit his ass down. Do you know why?
No, I don't know why.
All right, here's why.
I do know why.
Here's why.
I think I can just tell you.
I can just tell you.
Well, you will read it.
Here it is. D-Ray McKesson over his Planet of the Apes racism allegation. My man, D-Ray McKesson, Black Lives Matter, he's done so much good stuff. So much good stuff. I can't say enough all the stuff he's done, but he took shit a little too far because he accusing the filmmakers of War of the Planet of the Apes. By invoking, an image of one of the apes in a blue vest similar to the one he kind of wears. He tweets, given the history, rendering black people as apes, I'm offended and appalled by the lack of consciousness in Hollywood. Also, in association with black people with apes, active work is being done to perpetuate the humanizer of black people in mass media, the civil rights activist wrote in his tweets. Now, if they were targeting you, all problem, you could voice your opinion, but Planet of the Apes has been out since 68.
Dude.
Yeah.
They've been dressing like
everything
this.
Everything we're doing now are remakes. If you notice, most of the movies that's come out now.
And if
are
you
remakes.
Go back,
King
now,
Kong
now,
by the PR.
Now, me and you.
In a minute.
We down with sci-fi. You remember the original Planet of the Apes, right?
I do.
You remember Dr. Zaius?
Yes.
Dr. Zaius, that was out in 68.
They made
he
a damn,
had on.
They made a damn
vest.
Song about him.
Yes.
Yes.
Dr. Zaius.
Yes.
That, remember,
that
yeah.
song has been out.
Yes.
And it was a good song. So, I mean...
Ooh, Dr. Zaius. Now I remember this shit.
Dude.
This 68... This is before my man was even... My man was still in his daddy's balls.
Wow.
Well, that's where y'all at.
That's where it was. While this movie was being made with the original, and I think it was like a code, like orange is like for scientists, blue is for infantry, red if you were like a political figure.
Don't be with that.
It was something because they all had on different colors.
And then not a non-racial comment or non. Well,
okay,
an unnasty comment.
Yeah.
White meant another something. I can't remember right now.
But yeah,
meant something. I can't remember exactly.
In the movie. Here's another thing about that movie. In 68, and even to this day.
1968.
Even the Mark Wahlberg remake. That was 2000? 2001? Somewhere around that time.
And they got another one coming out right now.
Unless
it already hit the theaters.
Oh, you ready?
Which is much more.
Black people in the movie! Mm-hmm. D-Ray, man.
Are you provoking me or you just want me to listen?
Get over yourself. Look, the reason you need to sit your ass down, dog, you've done a lot of cool shit.
Dude.
But look, Whoopi Goldberg already smacked his ass down.
She did.
Oh, she did? Oh,
Whoopi. I can't say nothing that Whoopi ain't already said already.
If Whoopi did it, then I guarantee you there's nothing else I can say.
Yeah.
Because I watched The View and she gets hard on stuff.
Yeah, Whoopi done already got him. All I'm saying is, dog, you did a lot of cool shit. I'm saying this to you, sit your ass down, because yeah. I don't want you to go out like other black leaders. Like Jesse, like Al. They all start off cool.
Is that a ploy?
I'm not trying to provoke you, but what I'm saying is, you can agree, they all start off cool, and then they get into this feed my own hype shit, and here we out. Now, you want to be known as the Planet of the Apes, man? Or you want to go do some cool shit?
Planet of the Apes.
It's been around before you,
it's
guy.
It's just a sci-fi movie that... Just a good-ass movie.
And if anything else...
Which is a derivative from... What's that? You know,
Planet of the Apes.
No. The Planet of the Apes movie, which is a derivative from evolution.
Okay.
What if X, Y, and Z...
Happen.
Could happen.
That's
all
it
is.
If we keep pushing,
it's a sci-fi film.
If we keep pushing these
exactly
these monkeys
and all
of
this,
most sci-fi films are about aliens and all. It's just for people who are in that genre.
That's what they do.
Good movie of. I mean, hell, King Kong is a giant monkey. Do we think a giant monkey is? That will fight a giant radioactive lizard? Really?
But if
niggas is like that, and then this nigga comes along and does the stupid shit.
But here go my thing about
which makes all niggas look like dumbass.
But here go my thing about D-Rack. My man has done his homework. He has been poignant on everything else except this.
I'm glad you said else, because I thought you were talking about he did the homework on what the
No, what I'm saying is, you did your homework on anything else. Dog, you got this hype over a poster. How about A... Watch the movie.
And did you say about a vest he wore?
Yeah, he is known for wearing.
He wears this blue Patagonia vest.
Yeah, he wears the vest. That's kind of like his trademark. Like, look, everybody got a trademark.
Here it is. My thing is.
Everybody got one.
I got a.
Like, if I was a church in the South.
I got you.
Martin Luther King may happen to show up.
I have my depiction of racism in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got my philosophy of what I think white is or white status is in 2017.
Ain't got shit to do with Planet X.
And then at the same time, I do think that for the most part, not Muslims or them Southeasterns,
okay,
Asians or anything like that, go this far deep into it. I think, first of all, let me talk about the Black Lives Matter movement. I'm for it.
Great.
As it relates to the base of it when it first began. Every time a black person is shot by a white cop or arrested
mm-hmm.
by a white cop, it is no need for Black Lives Matter movement.
I take that back. Be there.
No. Wait. Let me finish what I'm
Be
saying.
Be there and make sure
this is not in. This is not an, or maybe it is, an Al Sharpton appearance or Jesse Jackson appearance.
Yeah.
Every single time. Because let's be honest, shit go on between where you live and where I live every single damn day.
Yeah.
And I don't see Al Sharpton at the goddamn
All I'm saying is this.
Station.
If your job
or
is...
Or neither do I see Jesse Jackson at the damn funeral at the church.
But all I'm saying with Black Lives Matter, and I know I'm kind of getting off the point with this. If y'all there to make sure everything is above board, fuck it, beat her.
I agree.
But at the same time, the foundation of Black Lives Matter movement, every time something happens, is not necessarily based upon the foundation of a Black Lives Matter movement.
True. It's not. But it all the good work. That's why I got a little upset, because like out of all the good work he's done, you don't piss this shit away over a fucking movie poster.
But see, at the same time, do you understand?
Over a misunderstanding.
Over a misunderstanding of a movie poster.
Or like, it's like take a lot of instances when
he fell in his own hype. Something black dog, against whatever happens. Hype.
Like, here it is. Here it is. I use an example, but it's a brother who took the opposite approach. What's that brother name? He's the chief of police that was for Donald Trump, that black guy with the goatee.
Gabby?
No.
I keep on not from here.
Milwaukee.
I keep on wanting to say
Dick
Clark. His last name is Clark.
Yeah.
Chief of police Clark.
I know you're talking about, go on.
Okay. He used that as his pedestal to push him forward to get to be secretary of whatever for Donald Trump, but it didn't work. At the same time, like, does racism still exist? Of course it does.
This ain't about racism.
Do racism still exist? Of course it does. By that, and my thing is, racism still exists, and it's, some people will disagree. Maybe even you. Racism still exists. More is because people who are against it allow it. Do you understand my point of view on that?
I get your whole point.
And because we push it so much that it is there, even when it's not there, it's there. Does that make sense, Tasha?
Yeah.
I'm still with you, but to cash everything you just said,
people are looking like, if you cash in all this racism and stuff, and it's a lot of stuff, sometimes it's just not.
It's just niggery bullshit.
Yeah.
That niggas are guilty of.
Hold on, but wait.
Even if it was not another person of color involved.
All right, but let's get back on track with my man D-Ray.
And he's one of them.
To cash, he's the main guy. One of the main.
Where's the vest you wear, nigga? Are you the only nigga that wears that goddamn vest?
And there we go.
How do we know, nigga? Really?
Watch the movie. How about you watch the movie first before you say shit?
They talking about me.
Bam.
How about?
I don't think, I'm not saying he's not of importance, but you're not that important that they gonna base a whole movie that they probably filmed 2 years ago before you even got on the scene with the black.
Normally they do.
Yeah.
Tasha, you're 100% right. I agree with you.
So let's say they filmed this movie 2 or 3 years ago, which they probably did. Did anybody know who D. Ray McKesson was 2 years ago?
No.
Come on, Tasha, talk now.
And there we go.
There it is.
So this was a scene already in the movie, shot 2 or 3 years ago. This monkey had on a blue vest, a blue and gray vest. You wear a royal blue Patagonia vest
that we don't know about because we ain't seen the movie.
But
it could be something in the movie why he's wearing the vest.
And it's a significant pattern.
We've seen it.
Like what Whoopi Goldberg said was there with, like, in the original, they wore blue vests.
They wore blue, orange, and red.
Before he knew what the
president was. Let me finish. The vest that they wore in the 60s were closer to the vest that he wears now. It looks like it. So could I say, D-Ray, are you trying to be an ape? You copying off the
1960s version of
this? I understand this, but you ain't that woke. You cannot. If you're going to be in a place like this, and you're a leader of a Black Lives Matter movement, you can't get offended by every little thing you see.
Damn!
You cannot be. You have no room to be because if you go back to when our ancestors were getting hosed down and dogs sicked on them, were nobody crying? I mean, they were crying in that moment, but nobody, they weren't sitting there trying to, Joe Walker Jr., the white man at the gas station, was talking about me. Exactly. I had on some brown pants.
Exactly.
And he wore some brown pants trying to be like me.
I had on white shoes.
They weren't worried. In that time, they had no reason to worry about the type of stuff, nor time to. Because they're fighting for something. I can't worry about a monkey in a vest. That's like you going to the club and the chick got on what you got on. Okay, apparently she shopped the same boutique.
Especially in this day and age we live in.
But it was two different vests. The vest the monkey had on had a gray corduroy top, and it was more of a navy blue. The vest he wear is a royal blue Patagonia vest.
And the
which Patagonia is a
white company? Has it come out?
Mr. Woke Patagonia is a white company. So.
Oh, watch yourself, Tasha. Go ahead on now.
Mr. Woke.
We got one more situation.
So you want to, you Black Lives Matter, support your people. Find a black maker to make you a blue vest. Mr. Black Lives Matter.
Last sound stupid. Last your chairs down. You know, she was doing so well this week, too.
Oh, God. Don't tell me.
Black China. You know, the ESPYs award was this week,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed Peyton Manning's Peyton lovely banter.
You know
what? It was very enjoyable.
No, give it up for Peyton because...
He did well.
Yeah, clap it up for my man Peyton, man. Because I didn't think, you know, Peyton was that good. He came in, he did his thing.
He did. I'm sure he had a good staff of writers.
Hey, whatever. He delivered it.
But he Peyton did. He executed job, it man. Well. So, big ups to Mr. Manning.
Yeah, but my man... Excuse me. My man aside. Peyton aside. Yes. Black China was not let into a pre-ESPYs party because of her bad attitude.
And she shouldn't have been. What sports do you play?
I can finish
go
reading.
Ahead.
You sure you?
You want me to read it?
Because Black China threw a fit because, you know, week aside, you know, the whole she's women rights and taking bribes.
You can't ride that too long, Black China.
Yeah,
go
she
ahead.
Couldn't ride it for a week because Black China threw a fit when she wasn't allowed in a pre-ESPYs party. And she was told that not only did she had not had a ticket to go to this party, she was there. She tried to get on the coattails of her would-be brother-in-law, Lamar Odom. Lamar Odom didn't have a ticket either.
Lamar Odom ain't even a brother-in-law no more.
Lamar Odom, she tried to get on the coattails of Lamar Odom. She tried to run over there with Aaron Rodgers, Lindsey Vaughn.
She looking for her next mark.
And she tried to crash the party.
Her next mark.
And then they didn't let her in.
As they shouldn't have.
For many reasons. A, she didn't have a ticket. Two, she wasn't on the list.
That's part of it.
And three, had a bad attitude when told the first two. She wore, they talked about what she wore. And what she was granted, with the whole Rob Kardashian thing, dog, my man Lamar Odom sitting next to you. Sit your ass down. Look, yeah, you got to rob real good. You did. Listen to last week's podcast.
She's trying to get at Aaron Rodgers so she can get some of that good football money.
Who knows?
Reality TV people. Did Brandon just?
Yeah, he did. If I,
you've had all these people, so I guess you have not had athletes yet. So why not?
But if I'm ESPN, not today. Look, first of all, you ain't got a ticket. I can't stress that enough. You got everybody else had tickets. I don't care who you are. If you Aaron Rodgers, if you Lindsey Vaughn,
there's some list that your name needs to be.
Lamar Odom. Lamar Odom didn't have a ticket. When they said to Lamar Odom, sorry, dog, you gotta have a ticket. And you know what Lamar Odom said?
All right.
Cool.
I'm out.
See y'all. I will see y'all at the real show. He's invited to the real show. The actual ESPYs. But it is what it is. So, that's this week's Sit Your Ass Down. I want to thank my man, BK, stopping by.
He had to dip out
a little bit early. He has no real social media or anything I could push. As always, you can find us at SamShowNation.com, Facebook and Instagram at Just Talking with Sam, no G in talking, Just Talking with Sam, and Twitter at SamShow11. So that's what we're going to do. We'll call it for this week. We'll get ready for this cookout. About to cook out. I want to thank one more time the good folks at Omaha Steaks for doing their thing. And if they get on this grill, I will see you guys next week, and we will have. Actually, next week, we're going to talk about some stuff we didn't get into. The Emmys, the cookout itself, and the Outlaw Music Fest. We did do a little thing there. So, that's a little tease for next week. See you guys next week. Peace out.
Bye.